Sometimes I feel like I need a vacation. Sometimes I feel like I wanna go to the city of cavemen.
Yeah. I feel it.
I'd be a Flintstone.
It's all the music things, guys. Let's get into it, guys.
Goodness.
I've been trying forever to get this remote podcast going, and there it is.
I was going to say, we nailed it on the first try, but then I screwed everything up.
Well, there we go. That's how it goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, good episode. Have a nice week, people. That's it for this week. You know? I like the intro.
Man, oh, man. Technical difficulties.
All right. You can hit play. So this week's album is by this little-known band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers, whom we just did another album by a few weeks ago.
We did.
And this week is Stadium. Did you push play?
Yeah.
I'll push play. Is it? Not on the thing? Are you at 7 seconds, 8 seconds? I don't know.
I'm at 27 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We got the. Don't worry.
Are you at 31? Where are you at?
37, 8, 9. 40.
Okay, we're good. 42. Okay, good. We're pretty even. Shanked. I got it. We're just going to do that.
Jeez Louise.
It's not remote podcasting is not working right now. No. So this week's album is, we are listening to Danny California. This is off of Stadium Arcadium, which came out in some year, I don't recall.
In a year?
I just had it pulled up. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was all set up, and then we had technical difficulties.
No, right. Same.
Of course.
2006.
And, yeah.
Stadium. And Arcadium.
Oh, my gosh. Having trouble over here on my spreadsheet here. There we go. So this is the number. It's at number 55 in my current lineup.
The 1v1s.
And didn't we? What album did we just do? Which one did we do recently? Was it By the Way or something? Look, I got it in here.
By the Way.
Damn, yeah, it was. It was By the Way, and that one is. Yeah, and that one's actually up higher than this one right now. I think it was at the time we did that, too. I was like, because it's that one is up higher than this one on my list. That's at number 26, so it's way up there. This was number 44, and it is currently at 54.
Boom, ba, bam.
So one went up, one went down, and that is... None of these have been I haven't done like over 100 1v1s on these yet, so but it's one of those I'm sure these will kind of shuffle up and down a little bit. They'll probably both move up, or I don't know, maybe they kind of just like kind of rock up and down a little bit.
They will
rock, and they will stay in the top 100, I'm sure, though.
Oh, it was By the Way.
By the Way, it was By the Way.
By the Wee.
By the Wee. Danny California.
Classic song. This is their first single.
Yeah.
April
3rd. And so I actually just noticed, I was like, oh, I just, because these guys just put out a new single. So I put that on the list right after we talk about this album.
Oh, Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay. You could do that. Man, I wonder why we'd not synced up. Wow.
Nice.
Great. Very Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, very This album is super long. This is a 2-hour album.
Is it really?
Double album. It's 2 hours.
Oh my god. Oh, it is a double.
How many singles did they have on this thing? They had five.
Five?
Not as many as that new Eve 6 album. which finally just came out today. I didn't add a new song on there, but that I listened to it. It's pretty good. It's decent. It's different than their old albums, but it's good. You know, they did the 80s thing. 80s rock fuzz. Peach 80s, fuzz.
Yeah. Psychedelic. 2.5 hours. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is as long as a Marvel movie, you know, superhero right. movie.
Snow Hail.
That's 2 hours. It's 120 minutes. It's 2 hours.
Oh, Spotify says 2.5. 2 hours, 31.
That's probably like, there's probably, Spotify probably has extra.
Oh, there's a 30 minute audio commentary. That's what it is.
It should be an hour and a half. Audio commentary.
Almost 5 million people have listened to that thing. Shoot.
Jesus. What do you listen to? Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, what song? The audio commentary.
It's a long
for Stadium Arcadium. It's the short version, too. It says short version. Probably just hits the it's the key song. short version.
That's funny.
Come on, Spotify. Give us the long version.
Yeah, uncut. Director's cut.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That has such a funky bass line. It's like the bass player has fleas or something. Oh, his Bean. Name's Flea. Hey!
He's got a sock on his weenie.
Yeah. Flea with the sock on the wee-wee.
I watched that the biography or the documentary on that. What was that concert? Oh my god! Now I'm blanking on it. The one that was in the '90s with like Limp Bizkit, where they
tore it up. Woodstock. Crazy.
And that. I think he was just straight up naked on that.
Probably
during that show.
Yeah, probably.
Just letting it hang.
Hang.
Yeah, the Woodstock documentary.
Dropping, hanging dong.
Walking around out there.
yeah. Snow is white as snow.
Running through the city.
Gosh, this song is right.
Yeah, there's so many songs that they have. On the radio? It's crazy.
Yeah. It's like they've been around for a while. No. Is it classic rock great?
Classic rock.
This is classic rock.
Another Rick Rubin jam.
Rick Rubin, who is back for their new album.
Yeah, that's right. Was that out already? No, they're still jumping them, huh?
It's not out yet. When is that coming out?
We do this every time we have a Chili Peppers song.
I was like, when is that coming out again?
This damn album coming.
Should just know it by now. Whoa! Oh, this goes in. You know what? This is just said,
whoa. Yeah.
Lexical vocables. Lazy songwriting, terrible musician, playlist. Just kidding. You're not supposed to do that.
Boom, bada boom, bada boom,
bada. Return of the Groove comes out October 14th. So, like 3 weeks?
Oh.
It's like 3 weeks away.
That's pretty soon.
3 weeks. That's another long album too. That's not as long as this album. That one's an hour and 15 minutes.
Damn.
How long did we say this one is? So this one's a double album. This one's 122 minutes, so it's 2 hours. It's a 2 hour one. The new one is about half of that.
Half.
Or 15 minutes, 17 tracks. Speaking of this song, this song's called Snow Hail. That new album has a song called, the last song is called In the Snow. And since we were just talking about the non-lexical vocable things, there is a track on the new album that's coming out. Track number 14, and it is titled La 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 La.
Creative.
Cool.
Return of the Dream.
Yeah. It's kind of a cool, if you pull up the Wikipedia, I actually like the alternative cover a little better. It's very psychedelic. Looking.
Oh, yeah. The indie store exclusive?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's like an acid trip painting.
Yep.
I guess they both are, pretty much.
Frippin' balls.
La 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 la.
Snow Hill, and then this last one. Pump de Bump.
Okay, this might be a new one to me.
You don't remember this one?
Hump de Bump.
This was a single. Very funky bass line on this one.
Yeah, big time.
Pump de Bump. It was a single, right? This was the last single on this one. April 7th, 2007. Oh, yeah, and this album came out, May 9th, 2006. So first album came out in April of 2006. And then they just wrote it for about a year. If not, well, then their next album didn't come out until 2011. Five years later. 5 years between albums after this.
I can't believe Dave Navarro was in Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Six years.
They got a line.
And then, I mean, that's what's cool is they're putting, you know, they just put an album out in April and their next, they put out two albums this year, so.
Oh yeah, Unlimited that keeps. Love.
Yeah, every time I like this new single pops up, I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, oh yeah, they have a new one coming out. Holy shit! So Unlimited Love was an hour and 13 minutes, and the new one is another hour and 13 minute album. That's a lot of material, bro. 17 tracks on the new one. Unlimited Love was 17. Both are 17 track album.
Hour 15. Hour 13.
And if you're a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, you're living high right now.
Speaking of, what do they got?
They probably won't put a new album. How many?
25.8 million monthlies on them. That's a lot.
A few, you know, they got a few listeners.
Yeah, one or two.
This drum part right here is so sick on Hum to Bump. It just goes crazy on the, like, the cowbells, and those are, like, he's got, like, a trash can or shit. There's definitely a mixture of cowbells. That is Will Ferrell on the drums, just slaying it. I mean, he's going ham on the cowbells, dude. He's mixing it up, though. It's not just one cowbell. It's a variety of cowbells, different tones. And you got the horn section going on in here. And this song's just getting you from all angles. It is Humping de Bump.
De Bump. Oh, there's a video.
He's got the funky-ass bowl.
See if he's playing the drums in the video.
The brass. Like, kind of a jazzy feel with that trumpet. That's so cool. I've been playing this new skateboarding game, Session. Finally got the full release. Oh, so I'm playing right now. Well, it's legit. Best skateboarding game you can get.
Oh, bold statement.
It's good. Statement coming. If you know how to skateboard. If you know how to skateboard, you just want arcade games, go play Tony Hawk.
Amen.
So this is the new Red Hot Chili Peppers song. We're just jumping right in. We got Eddie off of this new album that's coming out next month. So this is the second single. Very chill. Very chill. Mellow track.
I need to turn this up a little bit.
The first one was Tip of My Tongue. That one was pretty funky, and this is a lot more mellow. This is cool. This this kind of makes me think of, like, By the Way type of feel.
Yeah, very Scar Tissues. Super low key. All bass.
Yeah, the guitar is really smooth in the background, just kind of.
Yeah.
Very complimentary. Beachy. Yeah. So, how about Boise State this week? You hear? Yeah, they did not do too well. They just fired their offensive coordinator today because it was horrible yesterday. Oh yeah, they fired him today. Good. Well, at least that's a first step. At least I guess.
How many games have they had? Like two?
Didn't they just start? Four. Yesterday was their fourth game. There was one drive where they actually passed the ball like more than 10 yards on plays and they scored a touchdown. Other than that, any pass plays were like the routes he had people running were like back to the line of scrimmage. It was stupid as shit. Yeah. Like you're just asking to, yeah, I was dumb. And it's like, why aren't they doing it? It's like, it's not that they're making bad passes necessarily. It's, your play calling is just stupid. You know? So, yeah, football and music, you know?
Look at that. A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Oh, they got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this year.
The Chili Peppers did.
Chili Peppers did, yep.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that. Cool.
March 31st. Ooh, that's
earlier this year, huh?
It's a cool little bouncy bass line.
Speaking of bands that have been around a while, I just reviewed Ozzy's new album. That was really good.
I heard that was really good, actually. Was that you that was telling me that? I think
it might have been me. I don't know. Maybe someone else told you, too.
I think someone else did, actually. But I heard
I gave it 4.5 stars. Badass. Ozzy's still kicking it, dude. And these guys are still kicking it. We'll see. It's one of those, like, I remember Ozzy's last album. I was like, is this going to be his last album? Or I think I added another Ozzy song on here that wasn't a single. Yeah, well, a song with Eric Clapton. It's on there a little later. Yeah. We'll get to that.
Ooh, a bunch of Zach Wilde.
Yeah, he's like on the whole album with them, pretty much.
Oh, Tony Iommi is on there too. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's the old Black Sabbath bass player.
Nice. Yeah, he's got some pretty badass tracks on that album.
He's on a couple. Cool.
Patient number nine. Ooh, I like the guitar here. It's kind of wailing. Kind of wailing sound. Dig it.
This is a long old one.
Yeah, this is a fire. This is almost a 6 minute jammer.
Yeah.
This is making some babies right here.
Little Eddie.
This is. Yeah. Oh man. Woo! Take it home. Just riding the bass over there, you know.
I like that. It's like a Super Nintendo game bass line or something.
Yeah. Hi, Geo Kids. Man, I think he's obsessed with this guitar solo. That's nice. Chad Smith's just back there, just kicking it on the ride, you know, keeping it smooth. Ride it out. Oh, there we go. Break it down a little bit.
Who's guitar for them now?
Ooh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, the drums at the end. Oh, yeah. Let's just ride this out all funky.
They're back to the original lineup. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotcha.
All right. So now, keeping it in the 90s, we got a new one from the Smash Pumpkins. I haven't listened to this yet. How do you say that?
Beguiled?
Beguiled?
Beguiled. That means something.
Let's Google that.
Yeah.
Let's get learned, people.
Deceive or charm.
Is that what that means?
Okay.
He's trying to charm us?
Yeah. Charm, deceive, or cheat.
Ooh. Right. Well, he's already doing that.
Interesting. All right, Billy.
Ooh. I liked the... What kind of symbol was that? I'm trying to tell what kind of symbol was used right there. It was like a China, but it sounded different. It was a China symbol, but it had a real trashy sound to it. That's cool. On that little, that's cool.
This kind of sounds like an Aussie song as it is.
Yeah, the riff is kind of, yeah.
Very 80s metal.
It's heavy. So it's like a mix. You got that deep, heavy kind of riffage, but then this, like, is that a, that's like a keyboard, I think. Ooh, that's fun.
His voice is very not like him either. It's more like low key or something. I don't know.
He sounded like this on the last few albums, didn't it?
Yeah.
It depends on what he's doing, I guess. I don't know, yeah. Board split that. Ba-na-na-na. Riffage.
Yeah. Riff heavy, for sure. Riff heavy. Let's check out their lineup. What are we rocking here?
It'd be kind of cool if, like, the Chili Peppers and Smashing Pumpkins toured together with Ozzy. There we go. Return the Faith.
Return the
They're saying Return the Faith, guys. Faith plus one. South Park. No escape. Mama. No escape, so return the faith.
Ew, okay.
How old is Billy Corgan?
So they got their original bass player back, the guy who was in Perfect Circle.
Oh, that's interesting. He's done eating the elephant then, huh?
Yep. Okay. James Iha.
You know, he's got to smash some pumpkins around Halloween.
He was gone for 18 years.
Billy, how old is he? He's 55.
Oh.
He's kind of old as I thought, maybe. All right, so, new one from Thrice. Yeah, when I saw this pop up, I was like, is this like another just off their last release, or it's a new single? Let's see if they have something new. The artwork is very similar to what their last album looked like, though. very colorful.
Oh yeah, Horizons.
Yeah. So like when I saw it pop up, I thought it was just like, oh, it's just a Horizons East. Angela, yeah, Nusina. Because that came out last September.
Yeah, I remember that.
Open your eyes and dream.
Oh, here we go.
A little bit screaming. There we go.
Throwing it back. They haven't done that.
Is this going to be Horizons West? Yeah, because this is not a song that was on there.
Yeah, this seems new. I mean, it doesn't look like it's from.
Yeah, I was making sure it wasn't just like a re-release or something. So let's see. That album. So they recorded 20 songs for that album, but they only released 10. So I wonder if they're going to release these other, like the, this is one of the other 10, obviously.
Interesting.
I wonder if they're going to release it and call it Horizons West. I don't know why you wouldn't.
All right. Why would you not do
that? They haven't announced an album yet. You heard it here first. Thrice will be releasing an album and call it Horizons West. Watch.
Yep. We're predicting it. That's what we do here.
So this is mellow. It's mellow like a lot of their recent stuff, but it gets heavy on the chorus.
Yeah.
Screaming? Screaming a bit. Yeah. Dude. And they did a bit of screaming on, not their most recent release, but Palms was pretty... Palms had a... To be everywhere is to be nowhere had a few, too. But, yeah, not just, like, straight heavy, though. The gray, or a lot more melodic. This is melodic, but it... There's some good screams in there.
Yeah, I dig it. Way better than their... I haven't been really a fan for a while.
I liked their last two. Yeah, yeah.
Horizons East was just too mellow for me.
Yeah, too.
It's real chill.
That's why I'm wondering if this will be Horizons. You know, maybe they'll make a... Maybe they divided it up and they put all the lighter stuff on. And the other 10 songs maybe are heavier. And they'll release them. Maybe, you know, I would just imagine East and West. You'd have Horizons East and Horizons West. And maybe they just set all the heavier songs aside for... So maybe. I don't know. I'm hypothesizing here, guys. You heard it here first, though, when it happens.
That's exactly how the Alchemy Index was.
Yeah.
It's all about knowing nothing.
Knowing nothing has to
be done. Bow, bow.
It's good.
Yeah.
I would listen to it twice, and I would definitely listen to it thrice.
Zing.
Zing.
That's a good album. All right,
here's this.
Ozzy.
The Osbourne. One of those days. Yeah, this is one of the songs I marked as one of the best songs on this album.
Featuring Eric Clapton.
Okay. Have you not listened to the album yet, or did you? Patient number 9?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good.
That would be worth a spin, I think. I've been hearing all the hype.
Yeah. Every, like that last album, I was wondering if it was going to be Ozzy's last, and then he definitely has some of those dark themes on this album. Like he's, you know, contemplating that he's getting old, you know, but it's not a downer. It's, he does that on some of them. A few of the tracks are really dark, but it's kind of above it. Like I'm immortal, mother, like something like I'm a vampire. Yeah. This one, the chorus is so good. Believe in, yeah, there it is. One of those days I don't believe in Jesus. Yeah. Austin. This is one of those, it's kind of like that, you know? It's like, don't believe in that. So, but what's this? Is that this? What? Okay. Nope, I can't skip. Okay, so I'm new skateboarding game. There's this like, I was like, there's water. It looks like water. I can walk in it, but I try to go on my skateboard and you fall because obviously you can't skateboard in water. So you can walk in the water, which makes sense. And there's like this grab the water. Oh, where was that? I just lost it.
Session.
If you're listening to skateboarding games, go get Session. I think it's like 50 bucks now because it's full release.
A skate sim.
Simulator.
Yeah.
It's a simulator. It's hard. It's not easy. Like, it's fun. You can modify it too. I haven't really tweaked the settings. Like, you can tweak them a lot. Like, all your board flip speed and, you know, control of the board and everything. But it's hard to do stuff. Like, even just doing a board slide is challenging. But if you know how to skateboard, you can pick it up. You'll get what's going on. Dig it. But you're not going to be doing 900s on this.
Nah, unless you can actually do it.
Yeah. I did a hard flip, you know. Ooh, what's this?
Ho, ho, ho.
Some good guitar edge from Eric Clapton. You know, he can kind of play the guitar good. Nope.
Guitarist. That's what he's got on here. They're all featuring guitarists.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, Tony Iommi was the guitarist. Oh, that makes way more sense.
Oh. Hey, you lost my... There we go. Ooh. Oh, I did it. I just did a tick move on this game. That's actually hard.
Geezer. That was the bass player.
Yeah. One of these days, don't believe it. Drinking my sins in, and I've lost control. Sing it, Ozzy. It's so cool that he can still sing so good. Like, he sounds great.
But it's all a new track from John Michael Osborne.
John Michael?
John Michael Osborne.
All right.
Thank you, John Michael.
This next one I just added on earlier. It's water parks. Their things are kind of really. They're a pop punk band, but they're one of those that they're newer and they're really heavy on the pop aspect of it.
Okay.
See, see what I'm talking about. But it's got Good Charlotte on it too, and the Madden Brothers.
The Madden Twins.
Madden Twins. Your twins. Those guys need to put out a new album. They put a Christmas song out last year.
Christmas. Good Charlotte, yeah, Christmas album?
Yeah, it wasn't an album. They just did a single or a
feature. Oh, well, that's better, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
But there you go. See, once it kicked in, and then... That's still this band. And they do a lot of vocal. See, like, this is one of those, they pitch their voices up, and it's almost like emo pop punk.
That's kind of a trip.
It's a little too much.
There they are.
But there you go. There's the Maddens.
One of them. I can't say that I can tell them apart, but...
You know, Joel or Benji, whichever one.
Yeah, whomever sings.
The one that's named after the dog.
Joel?
No, Benji.
You know the dog, Joel? That was kind of trippy.
Yeah, that was. What the balls? They still. I'm not crazy about that real poppy effect there.
I like that crazy voice thing though. That's cool.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's kind of manic almost, right?
Yeah.
Kind of goes with the feel of the song. Yeah, so Good Charlotte hasn't put an album out since 2018 at this point. Yeah. So 4 years.
4 years.
They put that single out last year. Maybe they got something. I'm sure they have something they're working on. They just haven't announced anything. And we're getting to the point of the year where it's like,
no.
Anything they announce, it's probably going to come out next year, I would think. What the fuck is wrong with me? I don't know. Put out some new music.
Prada.
There you go. I saw this and I was like, oh, they have a new album out, I believe, right? Yeah. Caller Decay.
So they've actually gotten tame over the years. Their old stuff was chaos.
Yeah.
But I've been digging their newer stuff last couple years.
This kind of makes me think of like Bullet. I never really listened to these guys a lot.
Me neither, until recently. The Act, that album.
Watchtower. Really, yeah. Watchtower. This was the one that had like the most listens. So I was like, oh, there's another one. Sacrifice is huge.
Oh, this just came out last week.
The it's brand new.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and heart that.
Yeah, I haven't listened to this album yet.
Color Decay. Cool.
I don't think I've actually reviewed any of their albums. I haven't.
Yeah, if you do, The Act is a good one. I would do that one for sure.
2019. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of those like front to back albums.
Yeah. I dig it. It's heavy, but it's melodic too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what a lot of these hardcore bands that have made it this far
have
pivoted to get that
melody
in it. I think it makes them all way better.
Yeah, it kind of gives you a balance. It balances the sound out, I think.
Yeah, just that ridiculous.
It's not just like black metal or something. It's it probably makes it a little bit more accessible for people that aren't into like really heavy shit. It's kind of like a Day to Remember is kind of like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But these guys, I would say, are definitely heavier than A Day to Remember. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like A Day to Remember's shit was heavy and then fun. Heavy, fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Slipknot and Jimmy Eat World playing on the same stage.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have some breakdowns like Slipknot, but we're going to have fun like Blink-182.
Yeah, but the chorus is going to be, let's jump up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to mosh for a minute, and then you're just going to jump up and do the pencil jump. Needle dick. Needle dick.
Needle dick. Straight into some Disturbed.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And this made sense, too. Yeah. New Disturbed out single.
I like the last one better.
Was it Hey You? Yeah, that was pretty decent. This one only has 150,000 plays. It's brand new, but
yeah, not many. The last one
has 6 million. 6 million. Divisive? Is that their new album coming out? When's it coming out?
This, like, the cymbal stuff on this is a little, I don't know. It doesn't go with Disturbed. It's, like, too poppy.
Yeah, kind of. It's better sounding than their last album, which was Evolution. I did not. That was bad. It's been, okay, so that came out 4 years ago. And that didn't even, that was their worst selling album. So Immortalized in 2015 was decent, I remember. And Asylum in 2010 was decent. Nothing was as good as obviously like The Sickness and, 10,000 Fists and Indestructible.
Indestructible was hands down the best album.
Yeah, 2008.
That was a
good album. And they just never matched that since then. So, like, the two that followed it, they were, like, they're good. I mean, obviously, they're certified. But Evolution's not even certified. Their previous release from 2018, that album, did you ever hear that one?
It was garbage. I ever, like, gave it a whole playthrough. No.
Oh, man. It was just garbage. They
I'll have to listen for a goof.
I think they did a lot of the... So, like you said, this sounds kind of poppy or
like
something.
If you were to that album was drums here. It sounds like it's like a dance song.
Kind of. It is a dance groove. Yeah, that's a dance groove for sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
Interesting. And their last album, Evolution, they said was the album is a tribute to Chester Bennington. Well, that was a shitty tribute because that album sucked. That album sucks. That just made me hate that album even more. I mean, shit, if you're going to dedicate that to him, you better make something good. At least make something heavy. That was not... So have they said they're working on a new album? I would imagine they have a new album. Come on. There's no album announcement yet. They announced their... Okay, Divisive. The album's coming out November 28th. So before the end of the year. Yeah. Yeah, it shows the artwork there.
I don't...
And the character on the front of all their albums is called The Guy. The Guy.
The Guy. Mascot, the guy.
The guy. It should at least be the Disturbed guy. That's the Disturbed guy. If you click on the Unstoppable, it says, no, it's on Spotify. On the single, if you click on it, it's the guy. He's like ripping his chest open.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
That's
the Believe symbol. Oh, now we're going to get real funky, boys and girls. Real funky.
Okay, now we're switching it up. We got Electric Call Boy.
Once again, they're back at it.
How many what are we at on the time? You know what this makes me think of is The Bad Touch.
Oh, yeah,
this song makes me... Right off the bat, I feel like The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang. And then it gets heavy.
Very wacky.
Yeah. It's, what's the band I'm thinking of now, too? The band that sounds like this. Dance Gavin Dance. This sounds like Dance Gavin Dance meets Bloodhound Gang.
I can see it.
Maybe with some Psy, the Gangnam Style guy.
Yeah. This album came out last week, too.
This guy's singing, I'm thinking. Yeah, Licky Licky Sucky Sucky.
Oh, man, I got to see the video for this one. Their videos are always on point. These guys are from Deutschland, also.
Oh, this makes sense. They're from Deutschland.
Deutschland, they don't have a video for this, but they have a video for another song called Hurricane. I don't know, I think I've heard that one yet. They're like on a boat. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, this part is funny.
Oh, I can change my...
Flight 69 is arriving to Climax City ahead of schedule.
That's heavy. There we go. Get it heavy.
Drug.
Yeah, it's like, that's where I get the Dance Gavin Dance type of thing, because they do that really, where they go really, like, really poppy feeling, and then they just get really crazy chaos.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That's kind of what I get the with this. But then this gets growly, which is cool.
It's just this dude's singing voice is just what, so, what? Like, how do you not, like, jump around to this dude? Like, these parts?
Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, this is a club band. Like, this band, this is, like, yeah, I
yeah,
I like would imagine.
At the same time. Oh, some Weezer, huh? Okay.
Yeah, so Weezer, I haven't reviewed any of these EPs. They're putting 4 EPs out this year. They just released Autumn. Right. This EP is actually really good. This is actually real. I've been listening. I'm like, this is good. I dig it. So they did Spring, Summer, Autumn, and then Winter is coming.
Winter's coming.
Yeah, it's always coming. I got on their I don't think I reviewed any. I might have reviewed one of these, but I got on their like subreddit to ask like their fan base. I'm like, so I do album reviews, and like I've been holding off on these because I'm like, should I review it all as one, or should I do them individually? This is catchy. Well, this is kind of a.
It's got that same dance beat to it.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, it's just So this one is 7 songs, 24 minutes. Jam though, this one's been a jam. So they have, I think each of these has 7 songs, I want to say.
Wait, why is there 3 here? Is there all 3 in one?
On the artwork or something?
No, Spotify there's one. Has them as all 3, disc 1, disc 2, disc 3.
Yeah, so it's all seasons.
Okay, okay.
Let's see. That's what I'm saying is it's all...
Yeah.
Over putting out 4 EPs that basically make up one album. So they did Spring, Summer... So Spring was kind of like piano almost based, kind of ballady. This one's more rocky and kind of jumpy like this. It's fun. This is a fun album.
Yeah.
It's a good Summer one. Was kind of heavier, more rock. Records, yeah. And each of these, though, has had like one really great song, and this is a great song. Each one of these EPs has had something really good on it. A couple, if not, you know, one, if not a couple. Really great tracks.
I like the album art. It's just like dead stuff. It's the same so art all as the others.
Yeah. And then I did see some artwork where they took all 4 of them. Or, well, it was on the Reddit. The fans have cropped the 3 that exist so that you have that like that head statue figure in the middle.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty cool. So it's like the idea is that when it's all out, when all 4 of them are out, it'll make kind of a collaged album cover.
That'd be cool.
So when is
Billy Idol?
He's old.
I would agree with that.
But yeah, like I said, I've held off on reviewing those because I think I'm going to just do them all as one. And Billy Idol. Yeah.
Billy
Idol running from the ghost. We got another Asian rocker. You know, we had Ozzy. Now we got Billy Idol.
Ozzy. Oh, yeah.
She is 66 years old.
Ooh, okay.
He's got an EP. Is this from an EP? Ooh.
We're doing
Ooh, I like that. It was very, yeah, it was very just acoustic-y. Now it's a little guitar riff. Yeah.
Turn it to 11.
That kind of, what am I thinking of? Us singing in the background, kind of. This is from an EP. He released an EP.
It's kind of singing like a pirate.
I think we did one of the songs. I think we did Cage a few weeks back.
Billy,
you can tell he sounds older. He doesn't sound bad, but he doesn't sound like his, you know, younger self.
Yeah, sure.
He sounds aged, but it's not like Johnny Cash where it's like, dude, he's horrible now.
Not dying old.
Good. Which is bizarre because he can't talk.
It's super weird that, yeah. He sings like that, but you can't understand shit when he says it.
Yeah.
66 Billy Idol is. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the dudes from Weezer are
pretty cool. I really like that guitar. Who's that?
Weezer? Aren't those guys pretty old? What?
They're in 40. They're not 60. They're about the same age as like Green Day. Let's see.
Are they? Oh, okay.
Rivers Cuomo. Let's see. Rivers Cuomo. Oh, I like that guitar solo. Rivers Cuomo, the lead singer, is 52.
52? Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Green Day. Billy, I know I'd seen on their like subreddit because they're playing some shows right now. He's 50. 50 now. Damn, dude.
Even.
But I did see some people like saying they're like, you can kind of see his age a little bit now. Like, you haven't up to this point really, you know, he's all, but I mean, he's still full of energy up there, rocking out really good, but you can see it in his face. I think he dyed his hair black and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of let some of his.
That fake black hair always kept him looking young.
This album, or this episode, should be called Fake Black Hair. All right, we're going to finish it off with this new Dropkick Murphys song.
Dropkick
All
Murphy.
You Phonies with an F. Phonies. Some. Irish punk.
I wonder if that means something. Or is that just how you spell phonies?
Isn't it PH? I always thought it was
oh,
PH.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The phonies.
It's a phony version of phonies.
Yeah, right.
oh, yeah, they have a new album coming out next week. Want to know what it's called? This Machine Still Kills Fascists.
Oh, nice.
And it was recorded at the church studio. That was great.
Phonies. Is it written in Sharpie?
What?
This machine.
No. Actually, it looks like it on a guitar. It's written on a guitar on the album cover.
That makes sense.
This machine still kills.
I'm going to check it out.
Anti-Flag has a song. Or, this machine kills fascists.
2022. Yeah, on that guitar, yeah. That's usually it is.
Yeah.
That's how I've seen it, at least. I wonder where that started.
This machine kills fascists. That Woody Guthrie plays on the 40s.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't think of songs. He was a folk music singer.
This machine kills fascists.
Yep, and it was referring to guitars. So music can... Fascists hate music. They hate your messaging and music. And those are the same people going, I'm sick of hearing politics. Shut.
Stupid.
All you phonies are about to lose. And that's what that song was about, probably.
And then that we went to all
the it was kind of a... It was a all the small...
That's what came up on mine.
Really? I just paused my... Playlist. All the...
We did it.
We did it. We got all of them. We got all the music things for the week.
All of them. And some sports
remotely. Things. And some sports things. Yep. And sports things. Red Hot Chili Peppers. All of it. All right. Skateboards. That's it for this week. All right. Until next time. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace out.